property values in Fort St. John are on the up and up, but so is unemployment. And Edwina Nearhood worries this is setting her city up for boomtown prices in the middle of a bust. And she runs Nearhood Appraisal Services in Fort St. John. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
So the latest numbers from BC Assessment were released last week. They show the average single-family home in Fort St. John has increased in value up to over $400,000. Why is this a problem?
Well, you know, when we've got big economic projects in the wings and the city's trying to prepare for housing and meeting all the needs of that boom, we have speculation. So there's an awful lot of out-of-town speculators that are coming in hoping to cash in on the upswing in the market. Mm-hmm. So I would say that we're there. Fort St. John has done a fantastic job at building up enough single-family units to support the housing for the incoming workers. And a lot of this was in expectation of the increase in Site C Dam. So, you know, we in the past have had a shortage of housing. We've had some of the lowest unemployment rates in the province, and we were geared up for a boom. So when speculation kind of sets in place, we always see that ramp up, and we'll see a rapid spike in things. And this is a constant issue that small boom towns have to deal with. Investment in the north is heavily impacted by commodity pricing. And an important consideration when we're investing in these types of mm-hmm. communities is risk assessment.
Right. Now, continue.
So when you're establishing value in correlation with income, you have to factor in that risk assessment. And I think right now we're sitting there. You know, the assessment department, I think, did a really good job of accurately valuing where our properties were on July 1st, 2015, which is their assessment date.
Yep.
Since then, though, we're 6 months down the road, and we're starting to see all of those numbers, they're holding or they're increasing. So our unemployment rate in this area now is the highest in BC. It's at 7.6% this month. Our vacancy rates are at 12.6. That doesn't consider all the strata units and the basement suites and the rental houses. That's just the apartments that are vacant.
Right.
So that's a scary indication. So we were looking at them last summer and saying, well, that's good. We're creating some room and space for incoming workers. I still don't think it's a bad thing, but our community is so... and it's historically a petroleum-based community, so there's lots of big projects that have been announced, but there's still no shovels in the ground.
Right.
We're waiting. Everything's laid out, and we're sitting here waiting, but the train has slowed down.
I see. Slowed down. As you mentioned, properties were assessed in July of 2015. Things have changed, more or less. In a way, it's kind of like the properties were assessed during a boom, and now Fort St. John is kind of in this lull.
You know, and that's historic in the north, isn't it? We see these big spikes, ups and downs. 2008, there were some communities in the north that had 22% vacancy rate after the downturn in the commodity pricing at that time.
Right. You work with people who rent out commercial properties. Can you give me an example of how this will affect them?
Well, I've touched base with quite a few. It's January, so we're touching base with all of our commercial clients, and some of them have seen as high as a double in their assessed value. So, if the mill rate stays the same as it was last year, there's potential that their taxes could double.
So bigger costs for them, and I guess people who rent out homes to tenants could be dealing with higher taxes at the same time as people are losing their jobs or taking pay cuts.
Well, and we're also seeing an increase in trend. You know, that vacancy rate is higher, so to get tenants in, they're lowering their rental rates.
Right.
So it's kind of a double hit. Yeah, their rents taxes have potential to increase as well.
You mentioned that there's still, though, a lot of investment, I think, coming into the area. Developers are still putting in applications to build new homes and housing units. Is it possible that with developments like Site C or LNG, things could turn around fairly quickly, and this more or less becomes kind of a moot point?
So just looking at Site C, and BC Hydro has published their housing needs mm-hmm. over the whole term of the project, we have enough housing to support Site C.
Right, okay.
There's enough there. Now, with the LNG, that could ramp up really quickly, but we're still not seeing, you know, in touching base with the petroleum companies, we're still not seeing any projects assigned. So there's projects that are approved and that are going to go ahead, but we're 3 to 6 months away from that. Mm-hmm. So that could change rapidly, but we've got the room and we've got the unemployment rate that will support growth in the area. The other thing that's happening is we've got a lot of Albertans coming this mm-hmm. way because they've been struck so hard by low oil price. We're a gas community, so there's a bit of a difference there, but they're starting to impact.
A lot of factors at play.
There is.
So, like, one of the things is whenever I get my assessment every year and it goes up, I'm like, okay, well, that's kind of good. But then, of course, everyone's going to say, at the same point, that just means my property tax rates could go up. It's up to the city to set those. What do you want to see them doing?
I see, you know, the city a lot of times does try and stabilize, so you're not seeing any big increase. Sometimes there's passive increases that we might notice where, say, water, sewer, and garbage used to be on our taxes. We'd pay that taxes. Now that's been taken off, and we pay that on a monthly basis. So that's an example of passive tax increasing. At the end of the day, you go to pay your tax bill July the 1st. There hasn't been any great change in your mind, right? But in reality, there's probably a bit of an increase. So it's really important to watch what the mill rate doing. So the city, you know, there's been over $3 billion in increased assessments in our area alone.
Wow.
So if they keep the mill rate the same as it was last year, they have potential to gain a lot of revenue. Always lots of difficulties in a rapidly growing community. How do you keep up with that growth?
Absolutely.
2014, we had 4.9% growth in our community. They say 6% is not sustainable. So, you know, those are some really big issues that the city has to deal with and try and balance out.
Right. We'll have to keep watching this as it unfolds. I'm sure there'll be plenty of differing factors in the months to come. I thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Edwina Nearhood runs an appraisal service in Fort St. John, and we're curious to hear from you. Do you feel like the assessed value of your home or business reflects its real-time value? Can you afford to pay for the increase in taxes it could bring? Email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.